This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes, since it's so hot, we're playing cold songs all day long. Matthew Dowd is with us on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Matthew, we're just having this debate, and you're perfect for this one also, as a man who's raised in Michigan and now lives in Texas. If it's a day of an extreme weather, okay, an extreme weather day, and your option is 15 below or 95, which day do you prefer? 15 below or 95? And no, Matthew, there is only one correct answer.
My answer, well, it's one of the reasons why I'm living here in Texas, is 95 for sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
For sure. I'd rather have 100 days of 90 than 10 days of below zero.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, we should end the interview right there because you're so...
I'm thinking about hanging up the phone. I'll tell you that right now.
Exactly. Dan's going to hang up on you. Because Dan knows he's not right. All right. Great to talk to you as always, sir. Our time is right because you certainly made some news when you offered this up. All the tribes of our nation who care about democracy need to put aside any policy and cultural differences and go all in with the Democratic Party. It is the only vehicle we can trust to guard our republic. You have worked with Democrats. You ran the Bush campaign in 2004. You're an independent. Why are you so strong in your beliefs and in your direct doubt of one of the two major parties?
So it's a combination thing. It's a combination reason, and I think it's important for everybody to realize this, independents and people that are against Trump. The Republican Party has become wholesale the Trump Party, and that includes a I would say, more than a leaning, an embrace of the autocracy, of restricting voter rights, of having a tax on legitimacy of our democracy. That's the Republican Party, and so if we want to push back against that, people have to put aside their differences on what healthcare policy should be or what the tax structure should be. There is no greater battle today in America, in my view, than the preservation of our democratic republic. And the only path, route, and ability to do that is through the Democratic Party. And we need to let go of, as I said, let go of policy differences, let go of cultural things that we're different from one another, and fix this moment. After this moment's over and our democracy is preserved, then we can battle over, people can battle over policy or whatever. But there's no question in my mind, there's two major parties. One has embraced autocracy. One still believes in democracy, and it's time for everybody to line up with the Democracy Party.
Okay, so let me stay with policy just a little bit. For the folks who believe 100% in the former president, they're not going to listen. But for the centrist Republicans and for centrists who voted for both parties and they listen to you and they say, you know what, there are parts of the Democratic Party and policy that I'm not going to agree on everything, but I can do that. But some of the areas of the further left of the Democratic Party, I just am adamantly against those ideas. What do you say to those folks who have that belief?
So what I say to those folks is, what's most important? Is it most important that have we a democracy where everybody can participate and hold our leaders accountable? whether they're Republicans or Democrats or independents? Or is it more important to fight over a policy thing once you lose your democracy? I tweeted out the other day, you may have noticed, is I remind people of history. And history is, in the 1930s, during the Nazi regime, infrastructure was rebuilt, the economy was booming, and they lost their democracy. Was it worth it? I don't think so. And so that's where I am today, is that it's the issue of our time. My view is it's the most important thing we've faced in 150 years since the Civil War. And we're at that moment. And in those times, again, we have to put aside any policy differences. And, you know, once this is preserved and once we know it's safe, our republic is safe, then, you know, yeah, then let's have a battle over this and disagree over this. But for now, in the next election or two or three, this is the most important issue.
So we have the former president, and we have this confirmed by multiple people. Maggie Haberman has been right on Donald Trump almost every single time. Charles C.W. Cook also confirming what Maggie Haberman is saying, that Donald Trump is listening to pretty much the crazies of the crazies right now and is trying to convince himself and trying to convince others that in a couple months, somehow, even though there's no apparatus for it at all anywhere in our laws or Constitution, he is going to be, you know, they're going to say, we were kidding about the previous election. Yep, it was stolen in Arizona. It was stolen in Pennsylvania. It was stolen in Georgia. And he's going to be put back in the White House. It's just utter nonsense. It's a lie, and it's taking advantage of people. And people shouldn't believe a single word of that. But Republicans, so many of them, Matthew, as you know, are afraid of him. It's fealty to him. It's obedience to him. What's going to break this? He's never going to stop talking this way. You nailed this for me years and years ago when we were talking about it in 15 when he was running and you sold me.
Yeah,
he's never going to change. You're right. He's never going to change. He's going to believe this forever. What is going to happen for enough Republicans to say, you know, there are some principles of politics I agree with him, but he is just lying to us. He is debasing democracy, and we have to stop this.
So the only, one thing I could hope that people of good Republicans of good conscience who believe just that will decide exactly where I am, which is like this. There's things more important than policy specifics or debates over some traditional Republican dogma, and that is democracy, and they'll move to a different place, and they'll move to support the Democrats. I hope there are some like that, though there are very few. I don't understand why Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, and Mitt Romney, all of who stood up to Trump, remain in the Republican caucus, because they only empower Trump and what he stands for in this. So that's one avenue, just hope and push for these Republicans to come to their senses that the party they thought they had is gone. The other part is, the only other way is the Republicans have to suffer devastating losses in the next election and the election after that. And then usually parties, once they've suffered devastating losses, realize they have to change, and they change because for political purposes. But those are the only two paths. Republicans of good conscience coming to their senses and Republicans suffering devastating losses. And my guess is it has to be a combination of the two.
So let's look at the next election. Matthew Dowd is with us. Midterm elections, you know it extraordinarily well. Almost every time the party of the president loses the first midterm. Many times they make a spirited recovery by the time the president is back on the battle. The way the census has changed, a lot of people, Matthew, believe the House is headed the way of the Republicans. And some people see that the Senate could go. What if that happens? If that does happen, it's not like it's outlandish. Isn't that just going to embolden Donald Trump and the folks who just nod every time he asks them to nod to say, we got to keep doing this, and he's going to be our guy to run in 2024?
So that's a big fear I have, because I actually think the 2022 election is more important than the 2020 election, because the 2020 two election will either confirm the path the Republicans are on, which is very dangerous for our country, or it will begin to stop it. I disagree with many that think it's already Republicans are going to take it because of some historical marker. I think the Democrats have at least a 50-50 chance of keeping it. Of obviously, a lot depends on turnout. There were two elections in the last 30 years where the president didn't lose seats in the House. And that was 1998 and 2002. And both times the president went into that election more popular than unpopular. Right now, if Joe Biden goes into the election more popular than unpopular, the Democrats have a real shot at not only keeping it, but possibly picking up a few seats in this. But it's going to be close. As I said, it's going to depend on if Americans are concerned and riled up enough to know that what's at stake in this election. But to me, 2022 will either, as I said, either build a thicker wall for the dam of what's happening, or it's going to break the dam, and they're going to. When you don't hold somebody accountable, as you know, whatever that is in life or yep. politics sure. or whatever, they act even worse. And the Republicans, shockingly, will act even worse after 2022 if they win.
I'll let you go on this. I am someone who has voted for third party candidates a number of times. And I know I'll get pushback from people saying, that person, fill in the blank, doesn't have a chance to win. Why are you doing it? And I will say, I thought this person was the best candidate. Where do you stand on that? And are we ever going to get to a point when I feel like we do have a lot of people who are in that middle who don't feel represented by either side, in particular the Republicans who are just repulsed by Trump's behavior? Do we have any realistic chance next 10, 20 years of another party emerging, or do we just have to settle with two parties in perpetuity?
So my view of that is, and I've thought about, and I voted for third parties in the past. I won't now at this moment vote for a third party now. If it helps any Republican win in office. So, I mean, the way I look at it is, yes, I think maybe 8 to 10 years from now, I think there's going to be a growth of another party that may replace one of the existing parties. But the way I see it is the house is on fire. It's burning down. Let's not worry about building another door to get in another access to the house. Let's put the fire out of the house. And then when the fire's out of the house, then we can build another door that accesses into that house or accesses into politics. For now, the only thing we can do is to try to put the fire out.
Great stuff, sir. Stay cool. Always appreciate it. Great insight, and we'll talk soon.
It's always fun to be on, and it's actually funny. It's cooler here in Texas than it is there. That's amazing.
Yes. I don't think it'll stay that way for a long time.
No, it won't stay that way. I'll call you in August, and I'll be begging to be there in August.
Yes. We'll make it happen. Thanks, Matthew.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Matthew Dowd, he's fantastic. Again, he has worked with all parties, including as the chief strategist for George W. Bush in 2004. Are you a Republican? Are you a Republican who listens to Matthew and says, damn, he's right. He's right. We can't keep following Donald Trump. We cannot keep following Donald Trump. Or are you a Republican who says, you kidding me? Donald Trump's the way we're going. Donald Trump should be president, and I still believe in him. And as a Democrat, how do you observe this? Send me a text. We probably won't have time for many calls, but send me a text, your thoughts on this. We'll squeeze in a few when we come back. 651-989-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.